Speaking of a tragic story, my furnace filter, Lou. By the way, this conversation with Lou Manfredini is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. I want you to call right now if you've got a question for Lou Manfredini or Mr. Fix-It. No, really, I do have one of those really big, massive furnace filters. Do you know the kind I'm talking about?
A media filter, yes.
How often do those need to be?
Four or 5 inches wide.
Right. How often do those need to be changed?
So, I mean, the idea behind a media filter, you know, I've said this before speaking with you, is the fact that I am now an advocate ever since COVID that I think that we should be changing our furnace filters once a month.
Even those big ones. And those are expensive.
Well, no, I know they are, but COVID's more expensive. And so for other airborne, you know, viruses and things like that, the thing with the media filter, by design, they're designed to capture more of the airborne particulate that flows through the furnace. And so, in essence, it's like a bigger... and so it's going to catch more wind, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, look, there are atmospheric factors that go into this. I mean, you know, while people will say, Lou, you're crazy once a month, that's a lot of money. Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is most of us, you know, you don't run your furnace 12 months out of the year. You know, we're going to get to a point pretty soon where it's going to be warm enough and the house is going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And you may not run the furnace,
yeah,
right? You'll open up the windows and everything will be great. And so you're not buying 12 filters a year.
No,
you're probably buying 10.
Yeah.
And if you pull it out and you notice the coloration is darker than a light gray, typically, because those media filters have kind of a white filtering on them by design, then if it's darker than that, then it needs to be replaced.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, let's do your Lou to do, and then let's answer questions. You ready?
Right. Did you ad-lib the luxury cruise eating the applesauce? Because that was good.
Is that maybe sell a little better for the doctor, you think?
I like it.
I actually hesitated to do that because I don't mean to be dismissive, critical, or make fun of people, but it's so true. If you're going to save your money and then enjoy your life, you want to have you want to take care of your knees, you want to take care of your teeth, your hearing.
Right.
Lou, how much better is life if you take care of your
hearing? Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. It's changed my life. Absolutely. And, I mean, how much applesauce can you eat?
So you think we should start working on our vegetable gardens. Is that right?
100%. So one of the things that I'm always excited about this time of year, you know, Mary Beth and I own a couple hardware stores, and about 3 weeks ago, all the seeds start to show up in the stores, right? Which seems a little crazy. You know, beginning of February, all of a sudden the seeds are there. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, more and more people trying to save money, vegetable gardens continue. More and more people are planting vegetable gardens every year. And certainly you can go to the garden center and even our hardware store come June and May and buy the plants. But you can also buy the seeds and these starter kits that are available. And it's a really fun exercise that you can do for yourself, that you can do with your kids, that you can do with your grandkids. And you buy the seeds, the radishes, the green beans, whatever it is you want to grow. And they have these little setups. There's a bunch of different kinds, but they have these little discs. You put a seed in each one of them. You water it. It gets about three times as big as what you see when you buy it. Puts a little cover over the top of it. And then if you buy a grow lamp and you set it up in the basement or near a window or something like that, in the matter of a few weeks, you're going to have these plants. And then when it does come time to get the garden growing, you'll be able to just transplant those right into the ground, and literally, you started your vegetable gardens for under $25.
I like the sound of that. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I think we're going to do that. I'll swing by your store and pick up one of those. Is it a kit, Lou? Is that what you said?
Well, I'd say you buy the kit with the peat moss thing that you put the seed in, and then the seeds, John, they cost like 89 cents a package, or the premium ones are $1.99. We're not talking about, you know, in the world of everything being so expensive, the seed prices, while they did go up a little bit, you know, they're still under $2.
I got that. Let's pick up some phone lines for Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. We'll start with Ron. You're on WGN. Ron, how can we help you?
Yeah, good morning, John. Lou, about a week ago, I didn't have any water. It was just for one day. The following day, I got water in my tub, but not in the bathroom sink, it's like low pressure, a little water's coming out. In the kitchen, the same thing, slightly coming out in the basement. So it's just certain areas that is low pressure, and I'm not getting it. So maybe you can maybe give me a suggestion.
Well, that was last week where the pipes froze in, do you think, Ron?
Yes. It actually was on the 14th. And the first day it occurred, I was really concerned to go to pipes from burst because it was nothing.
Yeah.
But then the next day, we were able to get, like I said,
well, how is it now, Ron? How's your pipes now?
Actually, the water situation is still the same. So I told my wife, I guess maybe we still have to wait a few more days because we were waiting for it to get above freezing. So maybe.
Okay, hold on. Well, let's say, what do you say about that, Lou?
Well, may I ask, what part of the city do you live in?
Yes, I'm on the south side of Chicago, over near Stony Island, 91st near Stony Island, over east.
Okay, so I was wondering when you said it happened on the 14th. That's when that big pipe break happened in Skokie, and a lot of people experienced what you mentioned. But at that point, I don't know that it's a pipe freezing thing. It sounds like it's more of an issue with the city water. And I would contact the Department of Water, and I'd have them come out. They will, at no charge to you, come out and inspect your what's called the Buffalo Box out in the street, and also come in and look if you have a meter or not to make sure that you have the right amount of pressure at the point where it enters the house. And if you do, if they say, sir, you've got, you know, typically in Chicago it's about 45 PSI, you've got it there, then you've got something going on the inside
that you may need
a plumber to come out and take a look at.
Well, don't you think, Lou, it's possible that his pipe did burst or crack and he's got a leak somewhere and that's why he's not getting the water pressure he wants?
It's possible. He didn't mention that he could hear it because typically you'll hear it even if it's out, even if it's out in the street. Now, that's why, to your point, John, if it is a broken pipe, let's have the city come out and figure that out because it's really quite amazing what they do. They take this metal probe and they put it down on the valve and it has like an earphone on the other end and you can hear it. And if the water's running, they can determine whether the water is broken on the street side of the valve or on the home side of the valve. If it's on the home side, you're responsible to fix that pipe.
All right, good luck to you, Ron. Let us know how that works out for you. Susan has about 113 questions. Susan, we have time for one.
Okay, all right. The most important thing then is I have a beautiful, in excellent condition, gunmetal gray classic chain link fence in the backyard. And in the area where my neighbor tends to overhang her wet bathroom rugs to dry over the horizontal bar, it's beginning to rust. And I want to keep on top of that. And I don't know what type of sandpaper, primer, paint to use. I know it's not going to look identical to the rest, but in terms of kind of close to color match, et cetera.
Rust-Oleum is the product you're going to use to paint this once you prepare it. And then with the metal, I would just get 100 grit sandpaper, maybe in a sanding sponge, and I would knock down that rust to get it as smooth as possible. Rust-Oleum makes a what's called a rust stop primer. You're going to put that on first, and then you're going to get the metal paint in the color that most closely matches what you have, and then blend that in. But the key element in this is the rust stop primer.
Rust stop primer, that's the name of the product?
By Rust-Oleum.
Rust Stop Primer by Rust-Oleum. Susan, good luck to you. Lou, I keep an immaculate house, immaculate bathrooms, but the toilets seem to get black mold under the rim and a black mold ring in the toilet days after I clean it with bleach and everything. You've had this question on your Saturday show, too. What's causing this, says this listener, Lou?
It's probably, there's two things. It could be the fill valve that needs to be replaced, but more than likely it's the gasket between the tank and the bowl. And so that is this very pliable rubber gasket that can deteriorate over time. You can buy a replacement. It will involve removing the tank from the bowl, typically two bolts, sometimes three. You pop that off, you clean it, you pop the new washer on. It fits together like a glove. You reconnect it all, and that should solve the problem.
This is Steve. One last question. You're on WGN. Steve with Mr. Fix-It.
Hey, Lou. Long-time listener. We recently moved into a new house and discovered that there's one room. It has vents for both air conditioning and heating, but there's very little, if any, air that comes out of the vents. And the room is typically 10 degrees colder than all the other rooms. And we fear that it's going to be a similar situation in the summer, that it's going to be hotter. So what are our options? The other thing is the house is all electric. So there's the furnace and everything is electric. There's no gas line, I don't even think, from the street to the house. So what are our options besides digging up and redoing ductwork to put in a supplemental heating air conditioning system?
Is this ductwork that you have, is it in the floor?
It's in the ceiling because the house is on a slab.
Okay, so real quick, I would have a HVAC company come out and make sure that the ductwork is not disconnected somewhere or there's a gap. It sounds like what's happening is it's blowing into the attic, and make sure that that gets put back together. And then if that, in fact, is the issue, problem solved. If not, then you need to probably try and have the system rebalanced, which an HVAC contractor can help you with.
I don't know if that's is the word louver, but it seems to me like in some of our ductwork, there's like a little a handle.
A damper.
It opens or closes. I wonder if that's an issue too, huh, Lou?
There could be a damper that's closed that they could adjust as well. Balancing it out usually solves the problem.
I don't want to put a damper on this conversation, but time is up. Thank you, Mr. Fix.
Always nice to talk. See you later. Have a nice day.
Listen for Lou Manfredini, Saturday mornings.